This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. You can bring up what you want. Coming up, the latest propaganda for the metaverse. They say it's going to change your life. We'll see about that. We'll dig into it. Plus, Bonnie's got a story that is related to online tech, and that is what happens when you ask Alexa for a challenge to perform. One young girl, I guess, 6 years old or something like that, asked,
I think it was like 10.
Yeah, asked Alexa for a challenge, and we'll tell you what happened, because it was kind of scary. The number here is 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. First, though, Dave from Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com. Dave Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, well, I always like to say part of the genius of New Hampshire is that you have some cool idea or something, and you find out someone in the legislature is already doing it, you know, to try and downsize the government.
Cool. So, like what?
There is independence-related legislation that has come up by itself, sort of in the New Hampshire State House, and that is an attempt to limit the New Hampshire National Guard and sort of defederalize it a little bit.
I've heard about this.
So it's House Bill 1092, quote, requiring an official declaration of war from the National Guard, unquote. So it removes the feds the power to use the National Guard unless Congress has passed an article of war, which, of course, I don't think they've done since, what, 1941?
Yeah, World War II would have been the last time Congress declared war. And so what you're pointing out here, just to clarify for folks, is that the National Guard, in a lot of cases, in the Bush, I think it was the Bush administration that started it.
Oh, they used the crap out of the National Guard, yeah.
Yeah, and I suspect it continued during Obama, where they were sending over guardsmen to the Middle East. They're like, okay, well, we need more people, so let's tap the state National Guardsmen. And so this law, if it were passed, would essentially completely stop that from happening, because we know Congress isn't going to declare war.
Well, someday they might in certain circumstances, but this would severely limit the Fed's ability to use the National Guard. I don't know if it would limit the state's ability to use the National Guard.
I don't think that the state, I mean, could the state send its guardsmen outside of the state? Is that something that they could, I mean, besides to, you know, respond to a hurricane in Florida, you know, throw around sandbags or something like that, could the state governor in New Hampshire actually send the National Guard over to Syria?
I don't know. I think National Guard troops have been used, you know, taken from one state and sent to another, obviously, but I don't know if that's been done by the feds or by the state.
Well, I suspect that it's the feds that are, you know, obviously it's the feds sending them overseas, but as far as, you know, New Hampshire is concerned, we know that in New Hampshire, the governor cannot spend, I think it's more than like $15,000 without getting the approval of the, what they call the Executive Council, which is a five-member group that sort of acts as a check on the governor's power, basically. So I don't know if in order to deploy the National Guard that they need to go through the state legislature, or if the governor...
Seems like they probably would if he's limited to $15,000.
Yeah.
I mean, deploying the National Guard would cost more than that.
I would think so, especially to go to somewhere like, you know, the Middle East.
Right.
So, I mean, this sounds to me like...
Why would they want to? Like, imagine we're independent, why would... The governor of New Hampshire be like, we're sending that. That probably wouldn't happen.
Well, I mean, if we're independent, then it seems like it would not happen at all. But Dave's talking about this would be a bill that is under consideration for right now.
Yeah.
So this isn't a question of whether or not New Hampshire is independent. This is trying to stop the National Guard, which is mostly a state organization, that's trying to stop them from being utilized by the feds. And it sounds like it will stop them, because I mean, the odds that the feds are going to declare war are very, very slim. I mean, there are people who've been around for 70 years, and they've never seen this in their lifetime.
Yeah, they don't declare war anymore.
Right.
Because then it can end.
That's a good point.
I mean, a war has a definitive beginning and a definitive end. When the old regime is toppled, by not declaring war, they turn it into something that is infinite.
Right. Then it's an occupation.
Yes.
At that point. David, anything else you want to share?
The hearings on January 14th, 9:30 a.m. at the State House.
Okay.
And, speaking of the State House, there is now a demonstration scheduled for New Hampshire independence on January 20th at the State House. And that's you can find all the details at forum.shiresociety.com.
Very good. Yeah, I believe that independence rally was scheduled for 2 o'clock in the afternoon to start an hour and a half before the actual hearing starts in Concord.
Smart.
So that way people can be gathered early and everybody can get in there and everybody's going to be on time for the hearing. And that'll be great. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. He's referring to the New Hampshire Constitutional Amendment, which is, as we call it, CACR 32 here in New Hampshire, that is going to have its public hearing on January 20th. That's not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And this is going to be a historic occasion where the people of New Hampshire will, for the very first time in the history of New Hampshire as a state, probably have the opportunity to speak to their so-called representatives and tell them how they feel about independence. And it's very exciting.
Or rather, just tell their state representatives how they feel about being given the opportunity through a ballot to
yes.
voice their opinions on independence.
Yeah, that's true. And that is the most important point, is that the state reps here are not going to be voting on independence. They're going to be voting on whether or not people should be able to vote on independence. So they're voting on putting something on the ballot in 2022. That is all that we're asking them to do.
Yeah, we'd never want the state reps and the senators and all of these other politicians to be the ones making the decision about
whether
or not.
There's no way they would do it.
They love the system.
They want to be part of the federal government.
Yeah, a lot of them want to continue their careers into the federal government.
Right.
But how many of them are
power?
And how many of them are willing to say, no, we don't think the people of New Hampshire should even be allowed to make this choice for themselves?
That's what we're going to find out.
That's not going to be a good look to the ones who are willing to say that.
Yeah, and that's why it needs to be put in that way, and it needs to be clear to them, because they're going to act as though this is a resolution about secession, and it's not. It's about letting people vote about secession. Letting the people of New Hampshire have their say at the ballot box. And then if they are allowed to have their say, it still requires two-thirds of the voting population to say yes in order for it to move forward. So it's a bit of a high bar, but it should be, right? Like, to make a big decision like that, it should be. To change the Constitution, you should have to get two-thirds. So I think it's very exciting. And it's not unprecedented for the New Hampshire people to vote for constitutional amendments. There were two of them proposed in 2018. One of them was like a right to privacy constitutional amendment.
It was.
It passed with over 80%. So it can be done.
Wait, when was that?
2018.
It was impressive to see that pass by such a wide margin.
Yes. Let's go to Tom. He's also in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
By the way, the U.S. Constitution, in Article 2, Section 2, quote, the president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states when called into the actual service of the United States.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything about has to be a war. It's got to be a
I don't care what the U.S. Constitution says, though.
Well, that's what Dave was saying, is they're going to potentially change New Hampshire law to say that there does have to be a war in order for the National Guard to deploy.
Article 1, Section 8 gives Congress the power, quote, to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, close quote. But what I wanted to call up about and say is, with all this nonsense and ridiculous garbage being thrown about the attack on the Capitol, I mean, all this totally false.
There was an attack on the Capitol? Today?
January 6, 2021.
Oh, that. You're talking about the unauthorized tour.
Yeah, well, what I want to say, I want to add some nonsense of my own about that, and that is that I'm blaming it on Bob Dylan for inciting it. If you listen to that, back in the 1960s, I mean, that is kind of a scary set of lyrics there describing pretty much what happened. The times they are a-changing.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if times have changed enough.
Oh, look at the lyrics.
The song, the times they are changing.
Yeah, but those people didn't change anything. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, all they did was walk around.
Good effort, Tom, I guess.
A couple people took a few unauthorized souvenirs.
I think that there has to be something in the lyrics he's pointing out. But
we'll continue here in moments. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I do want to let you know about Intercoin. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, you can get it on an exchange over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to sign up over there, and that means your privacy is kept intact. You can deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin, at xmarkets, trade them for Tether, and use that Tether to then buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about their vision over at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. So we're talking about the metaverse, which is definitely not the cause of liberty. It seems more like the cause of keeping people under control.
I mean, you said the headline of this article or something suggests that, you know, this is going to change your life, and
that's what they all say.
That phrase is stuck in my head, though. They're talking about video game technology here. How pretentious and insane are these people to be like, oh, this new VR is going to change your life? Dude, no, it's not. I realize that they want to envision this great new world where everyone is connecting digitally, but have you seen this stuff? This is not life-changing technology. This is horrible.
The cities in there look just like Club Penguin.
What's that?
It's a website from, I don't know, the early 2000s. Not early 2000s, but like mid-2000s. That was a video game place.
I mean, the mountains were literally purple pyramids.
So you're talking about like really low resolution kind of...
It's not like the resolution. It's
blocky.
Just like it looks like Mies walking around
without
Penguin
legs.
Plaza.
And the Miis the Nintendo persona that you could create for yourself the Wii
Miis
platform?
From Wii. I think they're called Miis, like M-I-I. Yeah.
And, I mean, the whole point of that was that they were very basic, they were very cartoony, it was the Nintendo Wii. This was not a top-of-the-line gaming PC, so it wasn't very technologically capable. And the worlds that Facebook and Decentraland and all these others are putting out, they're about on the same level of quality as the Nintendo Wii from 2007 or whenever the hell it was.
Did you guys happen to see this virtual Walmart thing?
No, but I hate it already.
Real Walmart.
What benefit?
It's so bad.
Why not just go to Walmart.com? What's the benefit?
That's what I don't understand. I have not watched the video. Okay, I've only seen screen grabs from this. And it looks really bad, like really low quality 3D graphics, as you might expect now from the metaverse.
If you want to play a video game to escape and go do something fun, why would you go to Walmart?
To Walmart, yeah. And so there's like this floating video, I guess, overlay of a Walmart employee who I guess is talking to you as you're driving around like a virtual shopping cart.
A Walmart employee talking to you is also awful.
Not what people want, right?
Yeah.
The story here from
they're assuming that you're one of these, that you're disabled or severely overweight, and you have to drive around one of those little carts and that you can't just, like, walk.
I guess you are walking in the virtual experience with, you know, the little hand controls, and so you can pick products off the virtual shelf.
A severely low-resolution example of that product, I guess.
It looks bad.
And if you buy it, do they ship it to you?
I presume they ship it to you. Yeah, so the people behind a VR shopping experience at Walmart have revealed that a video widely shared and ridiculed on social media in recent days is actually 5 years old. Mutual Mobile, an end-to-end development company that builds, quote, transformative digital experiences, unquote, for its clients, told social media users Thursday that it was behind the VR version of Walmart. Quote, here's the full video of our Walmart VR store concept demo, the company wrote. Almost 5 years later, this demo is proof of how experimental VR once was and how far it's come today. The nearly five-minute-long clip shows what a virtual shopping experience at Walmart could look like in the future, with a digital shopping assistant aiding the trip around the virtual store. At one point, a customer has recommended a red wine, a Pinot Noir, which the virtual shopper takes from the shelf and puts inside the digital cart. At another, the shopper is told that a service charge has been added to their basket for car refueling. Not sure what that means. But on Monday, dozens of social media users mocked the virtual reality Walmart for being a waste of time and not realistic, and more than 10 million people watched the video on Twitter.
Yeah, because I'm watching this now, and it's significantly better than the Meta stuff.
That Facebook?
Yeah, that Facebook has put out.
And this is half a decade old.
Yeah, this is a lot better than anything that I've seen from Decentraland or any of the others.
But it still looks like garbage.
It still does not look good,
right?
Sure, but
like it looks even more dismal than an actual Walmart visit.
It does. It's,
yeah.
But it looks dark. It's neat. It is fascinating, and it is better than any of the stuff they've put forward since this video.
One critic wrote, "Nobody, not a single human being on this earth has ever said, you know what I really want to do in VR? I want to go shopping at Walmart," they said.
No one ever said they wanted to play skee-ball either, or hang out and watch Metallica. They're just making this crap up, and I don't think it has the market appeal that these media organizations writing these articles think it's going to have. I don't think the average person is going to care about this stuff.
It's crazy to me that Skyrim came out, like, I don't know how many years ago.
It's a decade now at this
and
point.
It's like a nice-looking universe people can wander around in and do unique things that they can't do in real life, but then Meta thinks that they're doing something groundbreaking by creating basically Club Penguin.
Yeah, and you can
VR versions of Skyrim.
Right.
Hmm.
I wouldn't recommend it. Well, at least for me, it just caused severe vertigo.
Hmm.
But it was interesting. But yeah, Skyrim, man. 10 years old, massive. I could see that's the sort of thing that I could understand. Okay, you're going to put me in this fantasy world where you already have pretty broad license to do whatever you want, and now it's in VR? Okay, I'm interested. You want me to go shopping in Walmart? You immediately lose my interest, and I immediately hate your product.
There's a bizarre quote here. It's like shopping on their website, but you get charged for damages if your objects clip through the floor. Why would...
What? How can you damage their digital
virtual
floor?
Products? Quote, I mean, this is pretty cool conceptually, but, said another person, if I still have to go out to do this, why not just go in the store? The idea that you'd have to go and pick up the products from the store? Is that what they mean? Like, you go and shop them online, and then an employee goes around and picks the products and then puts it up at the customer service counter?
Like Instacart, but significantly more stupid, but you still have to go get it?
And takes more time than just picking things off the website and going to pick up?
And he says this would be needlessly complicated. I'd rather see what I'm buying anyway. So, to this article's credit, it's making fun of this particular application, but the story that I did bring in here from the New York Post, this is one of these, ooh, wow, Metaverse articles.
Yeah, people got married there. It's so unheard of.
Imagine scaling Everest, swimming with hammerheads, or skydiving over the Grand Canyon.
See,
without ever leaving your living room.
This is why normal people shouldn't be allowed to talk about VR. This right here. Climbing Everest, seriously? That's the best they can come up with for a VR experience?
Yeah, imagine.
How about strapping on a sword, climbing a mountain, and slaying a dragon, man? Come on.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The number 603-283-6160. Well, I guess the idea is they're trying to bring people into this technology who wouldn't normally want to slay a dragon or do something fantastic.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 16 major universities, including Yale, Georgetown, and Northwestern, are being sued for alleged antitrust violations because of the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. Western and Ukrainian officials are concerned that this military buildup means the Kremlin is preparing for an invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday spoke about these rising tensions.
We are preparing ourselves for the possibility and likelihood, no one should be surprised, I should say, if Russia spreads disinformation about commitments that have not been made, or if it goes even further and instigates something as a pretext for further destabilizing activity. And so we would continue to urge everyone not to fall for any attempts to push disinformation out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The entertainment world is mourning the death of Bob Saget.
Deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida, Sunday for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room. The man was later identified as actor-comedian Bob Saget and pronounced deceased on the scene. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen are deeply saddened after the former Full House co-star unexpectedly died at 65. The girls jointly said Bob was the most loving, compassionate, and generous man. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Alec Baldwin says he will comply with the probe into the fatal shooting on the movie set of Rust in New Mexico. A search warrant was issued for Baldwin's cell phone last month. He says there are complicated channels to get the phone, especially for someone who lives out of state. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Your comments are welcome if you want to weigh in on the metaverse, this new concept that is being pushed out there heavy with billions of dollars being invested by companies like, well, formerly known as Facebook, now known as Meta, and Microsoft.
And they're doing...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, sounds like Zuckerberg is having a midlife crisis.
What do you mean?
He's just like, you know, it's not going to be Facebook anymore. We're going to put it all into Metaverse. It's going to be called Meta. It's just going to fail.
I mean, I think it's going to fail. But it's, they're pushing it so hard.
But they're pushing it in the wrong ways, right? Like, this article you're talking about, they swimming with the hammerhead, skydiving into the Grand Canyon, climbing Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, climbing Mount Everest is difficult. But not everyone even wants to do that. I don't want to do it.
Me either.
But if I did, I would do it in person and not in VR because it's not the same. And I don't care how much these people say it is. Skydiving through the Grand Canyon, you're probably not legally allowed to do that. So I could sort of see the appeal there.
It's still going to look like Animal Crossing. It's not going to look like
not
the real...
Not necessarily. No.
If it's just one particular video game designed for that, they could make it look really, really good.
Yeah. You got to remember, just because Facebook is...
Oh, I thought that this was Facebook's Metaverse talking about.
No.
You know, no, Horizon.
No.
These are all different video games that these companies are developing. They don't want to call them video games. But that's what they are.
Still not going to look as good as just a video of somebody who's probably... It's probably out there. You can probably Google a video of somebody skydiving over Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's there's probably Grand somebody who put a 3D, you know, camera on and did something like that. You could probably relive their experience. But just to explain this a little bit further, what they're doing here, Bonnie, is Facebook is basically mailing in this Horizon Worlds. They are putting zero effort or, you know, very, very little effort into designing this technology. It looks like garbage. As you've pointed out, a 10-year-old game, Skyrim, which, you know, people that pay attention to games, they know what that is. People that don't know what games are, you probably never heard of it. But Skyrim's an incredibly gorgeous-looking game, even for 10 years ago. It's a first-person fantasy thing. You got swords, you got dragons, you got, you know, orcs or whatever. And it's really an amazing product. That looks fantastic. But this new Facebook Worlds thing or this Horizon Worlds looks like, you know, a joke. It looks like a child designed it. And
it doesn't look any
bad.
Better than Minecraft, and you can already do Minecraft in VR and do whatever you want.
Right.
I'd say it looks worse than Minecraft because Minecraft has a style to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not designed to look beautiful. I mean, but it can if you have a computer that can render, you know, 96 chunks of it, and you've got this huge sweeping landscape. It's actively beautiful.
Mm.
But it's not meant to be. It's meant to use 16x16, I think, pixelated art to accomplish its mission, and it works.
Right. So every VR application out there is different. So some of them have a design that's supposed to look oversimplified. I mean, like, that may be what some designers want, right? Like, they want a simple-looking world that's not crazy detailed, and then some people do want crazy detail. If you're going to be skydiving over the Grand Canyon, it better look like the Grand Canyon, or else no one's going to want to do it.
And I've sort of swam with the hammerheads in VR already on PlayStation VR. I don't remember exactly what the game it was, but, you know, it was... you're in one of these cage things, and there's sharks swimming around, and it sinks you down, and you feel like you're actively, you know, sinking through the water. It's
without the whole drowning thing.
It's a really cool experience, but it's not real life. It was neat, but there's nothing there for me to ever want to go back to either.
Yeah, and how long did the experience last? 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5, 10, maybe.
You're like, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a very passive experience. And obviously something like climbing Mount Everest wouldn't be as passive, but...
But it also wouldn't have any actual exercise effects on you, right? Like, when you're really climbing something, you're actually engaging probably most of the muscles in your body, right? Like, I've never gone up the side of a mountain or anything like that, but I think, you know, some people have done rock walls or whatever. And so you're actually using your muscles.
Yep.
I'm just now imagining, right, like, you've seen video of people in VR, right? Not what they see, but the video of the person who's in VR.
Yeah, the girl who did the metaverse demonstration thing showed herself in VR, and she moved her hands a little bit.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Right. I'm just trying
to
imagine
somebody. It's basically the Nintendo Wii, but now you have to strap on the Virtual Boy with it.
Yeah. And so I'm just imagining the video of the person who's quote-unquote climbing Mount Everest, standing alone in their room, reaching up and then reaching up again. And, you know, maybe that's good for people that don't ever move, right? Like, if all you do is sit in a chair all day long, then maybe the Climbing Mount Everest app on the Metaverse is actually going to help you, right? Because then you get up out of your chair, hopefully. I guess you could probably play it from in your chair.
You've
got
to start
like
somewhere.
Yeah. But, you know, lifting your hands above head level, I mean, that's something that they don't do very often, right? Like, normally it's just they're using their mouse.
Well, there's already
keyboard.
Things for that are better. It's not like...
there's workout apps,
it's not like,
right?
VR came up with this first. Like, there was, I think it's Xbox. I played it at a friend's house once in high school. They had basically Wii controllers, but they had you do things that would really tire you out. Like, you would just be facing the TV, not VR, and you would be, like, trying to smash balls that popped up in the air, things like
right.
that. Like, you actually got kind of like a workout from it. So it's not like VR created
this idea.
Was
it one of the ones that you do it to music, or is it just random balls?
I can't remember. The one I played was probably music. I don't remember.
Yeah, because some of them, there's, like, beat, you know, I don't know what they call it, beats, you get these, like, swords, and you have to slash at musical notes that come by you, and those could tire you out, actually.
Yeah, so it's not like VR is, like, creating an awesome workout app either.
Yeah, I was married to my ex-wife at the time when we first got Nintendo Wii because, you know, it's all the rage. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after that first night, we were so freaking sore, dude.
Yeah, that's good.
That it was days before either one of us had any interest in picking it up again.
Wow. We also had the one that has a thing on the floor. I forget what it's called.
Like a pad?
The Wii with a pad on the floor.
Oh,
so,
the Wii Fit board?
Yeah, the Wii Fit. And yeah, that one kind of felt like you were actually working out because you'd walk in place. It definitely doesn't work you out as much as really walking.
Well, Nintendo loves that sort of crap. They've been doing it
since the
80s. Yeah, with the stupid trackpad that kids beat with their hands because they were smarter than Nintendo. But Nintendo loves it. I mean, because they know they're largely responsible for resurrecting video games and making an entire generation of fat kids who can't do anything else. So they're like, all right, let's make Pokemon Go then and pretend like we actually care about all the obesity that, you know, happened to skyrocket in the last 30 years. Not because of video games, but...
And now robbery is skyrocketing because of Pokemon Go.
I will say
there's another story about that. We'll get into it.
Pokemon Go was brilliant. It was lacking in anything that would constitute gameplay, but the solid idea there of...
Well, let's come back to that, because you've got a story police and choosing to play Pokemon Go instead of actually catching an actual robber. We'll get into that.
And that's augmented reality versus virtual reality.
Right, and we'll describe what the difference is. But let's continue here with the latest pitch piece for the metaverse. Quote, I want to walk through the grounds of Trinity College, Dublin, to turn the pages.
Then go
of the
do
book
it.
Yeah, but it costs a lot of money to, you know, get on an airplane, and then you got to get a vaccine, and.
And it looks like a video game. It's not. I mean, obviously.
Well, we don't know, Bonnie. We haven't seen what they're talking about. These apps may not even exist. It may just be in somebody's mind about something that
because
they want to see created.
If it looks like a video game, if it's just like, oh, it looks like Versailles, but video gamified, I'd way rather watch a video of the Palace of Versailles.
It may not. It may be a very high-resolution 3D experience.
I mean, it depends to me on the quality of the graphics. If it looks like this crap that we've been seeing from Meta, then no.
This isn't just from Facebook.
Yeah.
This is, but the quote unquote metaverse is open to anyone who wants to develop for it.
But the best I've seen so far was that Walmart clip. That's the best of any of these metaverse, and that's 5 years out of date. But it was better than the disembodied torsos running around in Meta playing virtual skee ball or whatever.
They're just trying to paint a picture of what this could be like. None of these things actually exist, at least that I'm aware of.
No, and they're doing this instead of looking into what it's actually like, because if they looked into what Decentraland and all these other organizations are doing, they're like, oh, it's not now.
It's 15 years ago technology being hammered into new tech goggles, basically, is what it looks like.
You can slay dragons on Minecraft VR right now.
That's right. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on the metaverse, or bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. The mega corporate technology lords out there like Microsoft and Facebook want you to believe that the so-called metaverse is going to be your future. And
I'm suddenly curious. I mean, you mentioned that the Walmart video, the Walmart clip that we saw was, you know, being criticized relentlessly online. Have any of these people criticizing it seen any of the stuff that's been put out by Meta and Decentraland? Because
I don't know.
They're significantly worse than what this Walmart video has.
Yeah. I haven't seen Decentraland yet. I'm going to look them up, tell you guys what I think.
It's about the same level of quality as Meta's.
I'd say it's better. I mean, Decentraland, actually, you have legs.
Okay, that's so true.
That alone makes it more realistic.
Was it just too hard for them to program it to where it looks realistic with legs, like people be floating, so they're like, let's just chop off the legs.
That's what I'm thinking they did. Yeah, I'm thinking that's what they did, just to make it easier. Like, why do we want to spend our time animating legs? We'll just have floating torsos.
It's
not the real world, so why not?
Style is just so boring. It's
the animation or the graphic style, you mean?
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of the Bitmojis that people, you know, my little avatar mm-hmm. on Snapchat, they yeah. say is ugly.
The oversimplified, animated-looking
yeah.
kind of...
Just really ugly, really...
Avatar.
Nothing, like, inspiring. Definitely not something I want to stay in this world and look at it for a long time.
We'll come back to it. We got Talk. He's on the line calling us from Texas. Talk, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hello.
I'm just curious about your thoughts on something. I didn't want to read anything about it. I didn't want to read anything about it because I wanted to think for myself about, I got the basic concept from Elon Musk. He says we're living in a simulation. And I thought, well, I don't want to read any, I don't want to hear what he says or read anything else. You know, I hear some other people talking about we're living in a simulation. And I thought, well, I don't want to read or anything. I just want to think about it myself. But I did respect you enough, you guys. I wanted to hear your opinion on this. Have you thought about it?
This is something that has come up on previous episodes. I don't think Elon Musk has spurred the conversation, but I guess he's been talking about Pong, according to the independent.co.uk.
Pong? Like the video table tennis Pong?
He cited the 1970s video game Pong in order to reassert his belief that our perception of reality is in fact a hyper-realistic computer simulation. Responding to a tweet about Pong posted by a popular engineering trivia account, the SpaceX and Tesla boss said the advancement in graphics and gameplay in the years since Pong was released implies that humanity is on a path to create digital worlds that are indistinguishable from the real world. Quote, 49 years later, games are photorealistic 3D worlds.
No, they're not.
He wrote, what does that trend continuing imply about our reality?
I just think that we obviously really do project kind of a simulation that we live in, because all we are is a brain, and it can't see or feel or touch, so we have different senses and different organs that can do that, and they just deliver numbers to your brain. Your brain projects an image.
You know, it's kind of a matrix. In other words, you know, you guys were talking about the Matrix, yes. And, of course, Bonnie, you like the Matrix, so listen up. So it's what you're saying is like it's the Matrix, except with no machinery, it's not necessary. All that stuff in the original, I guess it's original. I'm not a fan really, but
that's just science. Your brain doesn't see or feel or touch anything. You have different organs in your bodies that do that, and it's just electrical signals that are being interpreted by your brain, and you have no way of knowing whether or not those electrical signals actually correspond to anything in reality
or not. That's the point, right? But that's what people who believe in the simulation theory are essentially saying, is we don't know.
Okay, the thing is,
I got a total twist on this. I think you're going to love this.
Okay.
If you ever sat down, and just listed the number of crazy stuff that's going on, just write down. You can number it or just start writing.
We do that every night here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what is this going to convince me of? I understand the concept of writing down things that I think are crazy. What's the point?
Okay, from my viewpoint, let's see if I can line this out. I see these crazy coincidences. You ever, George Norrie, he's like, there are no coincidences. And I'm telling him, no, everything is a coincidence. He's got it all wrong. Everything is a coincidence. Like with me, there's some strange stuff. Like I walked in the library, got a magazine I've never seen before, Economist. This was years ago. And now I'm familiar with it. But I looked at an article on China. And then I go home. And this is like a magazine I've never seen. And like the next day, there's this radio program on that very article that I read out of The Economist magazine.
So what is it? I'm not understanding where you're going with this. Is this like
thousands and thousands of coincidences for me?
You're creating the world that you expect in a sort of Truman Show way, where you're the one who's creating the experiences?
Some people suggest that is the case.
I suspect that there's something going on.
Well,
hi, Bonnie.
It's very strange.
One thing that kind of goes with what you're saying, Talk, is that molecules have been proven to behave differently in labs when they're being observed and not observed. So it does seem that you seeing that article and then the coincidence of you hearing somebody else talk about it the same next day, like those things could be related. Like your brain thought about it and kind of attracted that radio station to be on at the same time as you. Obviously I don't have any answers.
Yeah, it gets into some, you know, it's a pretty deep topic, and thank you, Talk, for bringing it up here tonight. The question, of course, is are we creating our own reality? And are we all having a different reality to some extent?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fascinating topic, but it's ultimately irrelevant.
It's theory. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether this is real or not. It's the only experience any of us have to go on.
What we get.
So
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
We know that we're all experiencing the world a little different because of that one meme that was like a gold and white dress or a blue and teal dress.
People see different colors. Musk said previously he subscribes to a simulation hypothesis laid out in a 2003 paper by philosopher Nick Bostrom, which points that future advances in computing power will allow later generations to run a vast number of highly detailed simulations of their forebears. If this eventuality occurs, Bostrom claimed, quote, then it could be the case that the vast majority of minds like ours do not belong to the original race, but rather to people simulated by the advanced descendants of an original race.
And I was going to say something about that. I just think that added on part that there's literally like a computer out there simulating this is the most silly thing. Like, I mean, it's just speculation, obviously, and Elon Musk saying it doesn't make me think it sounds any smarter than anyone else saying it. I think that...
It's just like The Matrix, right? Like somebody sort of retelling The Matrix.
Yeah.
Exactly that. Yeah. It's like... If you have no way to unplug from it, then what's the point of even having the discussion, right? Okay, so I'm really hooked up to a machine. There's nothing I can do about it, so I'm going to go have dinner now. I mean,
yeah.
I don't understand why people are so fascinated with this topic about whether or not reality is real when it doesn't matter in any direction.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. It's like this is the reality we got, so you got to live within this this framework. Now, and the thing is, what you don't want to happen is to go too far and to think, oh well, it's just a game. You can just do whatever you
no,
want.
That's,
you know?
That's really what my sister does. My sister said that. My sister has been spiraling into a crazier and crazier mindset for years, like very honestly dangerous. And she has said to me before, I feel like my money is just. You know, fake money, so I might as well spend it on pretending I'm a doll and decorating my doll life, and she really is crazy. She doesn't do anything productive, and she's just spiraling.
But she's not, maybe she's not crazy. Maybe the rest of us are crazy.
Well, I'm sure that's what she thinks.
But we have no way of knowing.
She's not out, like, hurting people. Like, if all she's doing...
Okay.
Bonnie looked at me because she actually did get attacked by the same sister, I guess, at one point. But, you know...
I didn't know that. I just saw the look. I was like, okay.
Generally, she's not going around, like, you know, smashing people's heads in because she's come to the conclusion that none of this is real. That is the real danger of what you're talking about,
sure.
Aria, which is to say, going down the rabbit hole of coming to the belief that, oh, well, it's all a simulation. Well, there are consequences. You know, even if it is all a simulation, whoever wrote the rules...
It's going to simulate some consequences, too.
Yeah, it's going to simulate consequences to you. So you better, you know, keep that in mind. But that said, now we are seeing people building simulations, and they're calling it the metaverse. So the first steps are being taken into this world, and one of the major steps is the ongoing propagandizing of the people to make them want this, to try to drive them into this technology. And, Aria, you predict that this isn't going to take off. It's not going to work out. And I would say that at least at this current price point, you're absolutely right. I mean, the average person isn't going to want to go buy a $500 headset and then a $1,000 or $2,000 computer just so they can fake climb Mount Everest. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.